Blog Talk Radio.
Up and acting like they know us. We got bottles and we about to pour up. They say they don't like me, I'm like, so
I don't even know niggas.
But we got next now, we don't care who around. If a nigga won't smoke, turn this to a hookah lounge. Everybody know my name, nigga, you just new in town. Then I make it rain, man, so much as you was drowning, huh?
You call me a damn thug, cop shooting up. Even with our hands up, the hatred that you have for us is well known. Police can't tell a gun from a cell phone. And you always get mad at us. We protest the justice because we have had enough. White supremacists are the terrorists. See, you hate the people, but you love the heritage. We always got something to prove. Why you over there salty? Put some of your food. We could be unarmed, still get murdered. Question, why you get the taser and we get the service weapon? And you say what you want when you look at me, but you lost your damn mind. Kaepernick took a knee. So our voices haven't been heard, cause freedom of speech is when you call us the N-word.
Black in America. I'm black in America. I'm black in America.
United we stand. This is black excellence from a black man.
You like to pretend that we ain't gotta do worse. Police buy you food after you shot up a church. Haha. All the things you don't like to mention, like for the same crime, you get a lighter sentence. Fuck the media, try to make us look bad. Just a black kid in a hoodie with a book bag. I guess being black was illegal, now the word thug is only for colored people. You tell us to forget everything we've been through. When we take pride in ourselves, it offends you. If you think we treat it fairly, then remember this. Black man shot in his chest for selling cigarettes. I bleed African blood, it's a hemorrhage. Born in this country, but treated like immigrants. Racism in the past, but you bring it to the present. We are kings and queens, but we treat it like peasants.
I'm black in America. I'm black in America. I'm black in America. I'm black in America.
United we stand. This is black excellence from a black man.
I'm only talking to the racist folks. I'm here to fight against them and the hate they promote. And you say racism don't exist, then tell me why you out here condoning it. And if you think we can't coexist, then you're dead to me. I give you my condolences. So you can hate my darker skin. You was born with an open door, but we barging in. If you feel what I'm saying, throw your hands high. You gave us the damn ride. All I'm here is nigger that, nigger this. Are you just mad because we got bigger dicks? Fuck the KKK, this the death of them. Some people don't care cause it's not affecting them. These are important issues, so I brought them up. Obama's still president. Who the fuck is Donald Trump?
I'm black in America. I'm black in America. I'm black in America. I'm black in America.
United we stand. This is black excellence from a black man.
All right, that right there was Black in America. Some extra, extra social conscious, real 100 spit from a Chicago cat by the name John Will. This is the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live. Let's get into some more of that John Will. This right here is called Every Day.
Up and acting like they know us. We got bottles and we about to pour.
Welcome everybody. Alright, so we are back on the Dopeness Interview Series. We live with the homeboy John Will, the creator, the writer of Black in America. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Nice to speak with you, man. I wanted to of course, get into the new single, Black in America, and everything surrounding that and, you know, where all of this comes from. But I first want to speak about, like what's going on with you, you know, how you got your foot in the game and, you know, like the roots of the movement that you're putting together right now. So how did you actually start rapping and, like, take us back, bro?
Well, it all started, like when I was 13, in the 7th grade. At first I was doing it because everybody else was, but then it became more of a main focus, like something I knew I wanted to do later on in life.
Right, so we talking about, like, how long you been doing it?
Well, for about a good 15 years. I took, like, breaks at 9 a.m. with, like, school and stuff and, like, working. Then it became, like, more serious. I just really got really back into it, like, a couple months ago.
Oh, word.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that you rock a show down at Sub T, Hot Little Hip Hop.
Yeah. Yeah, I was
so back in the mix of things.
Yeah, it felt good. Like, that was, like, my first time really performing, like, in front of people out that I really didn't know. Like, I did, like, the little open mic up at a school and a little performance, but that was it.
Right. So how did it kick off for you? Did you start out writing or freestyling first?
Well, it really started like freestyle battles at school, and that's where it really started. Like when I started in like 7th grade, it was just freestyle battles, and then when I moved to high school, it got more within the battle realm, and, you know, doing a little freestyle Fridays and stuff, and like rapping at lunch, and like for my teachers and stuff. Then I got into songwriting.
Now, back when you started writing, who really inspired you? Was it like a Nas or a Black Thought or Talib Kweli, or was it someone from the local hip hop scene?
Honestly, it was Eminem. Eminem was like my favorite artist of all time, and when
from
I first started, like, I had that, yeah, you know, like, I had that creativity, like, oh man, I could really relate to him as far as, like, stuff that we've been through in life. And then other influences would be Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, and Pop.
Sir. In that order. Just reverse it. To me. I'm like Pac, Biggie, then Nah, you know. Anyway, So now take us back to like when you start recording. Like when you, what's your process? Do you write and then go in the booth, or does it all come to you while you're in the studio with the beat?
Honestly, sometimes like I just write down lyrics. Like lyrics just come to mind, so I just like write it down. And if I'm writing a song, sometimes like I use the lyrics that I've already written that would go with the topic of the song, and then like adjust it with the beat and like adjust it with the flow. Or sometimes I just listen to a beat and then just write the song right then and there. Like my song Every Day, I wrote that when I was listening to the beat while I was in the shower, and then it just came to my mind.
Wait, so you was kind of like freestyling in the shower or what?
Yeah, like I was listening to the beat and I was getting the flow of the song, and then like the lyrics started to come to mind. Yeah, I just put it all together.
So when you actually got some paper, or you do it in your phone, you actually wrote down the lyrics?
Well, I had it all in my head at first before like I really wrote anything down, and then I just like wrote it down all in my phone. Like I haven't wrote on paper in a while. But when I wrote Black in America, I wrote that on paper because I was just in the zone with that.
Yeah, so tell us, how did this come about, this Black in America? Very powerful song, of course, with the landscape that's going on, what's been going on with us, Black folks, for, like, you know, 200 years, if not more. And it really seemed like it's coming to a head with the whole movement, Black Lives Matter. How did it come about for you, this movement?
Well, first of all, I was listening to the beat, and I didn't know what kind of song I wanted to listen to the beat. Like, I wanted to write to the beat. And then I was just, like, sitting there at the computer and just writing. And then it all came to my mind with like everything that was like going on. I'm like, man, I'm finna make a song about it, you know. And I just like put it all together. There'll be, you know, a lot of controversy behind it, and you know, it's just like that's just the whole like thing with that, with everything that's going on, and plus like me working as a, you know, 911 dispatcher. You know, it's like kind of, you know, my job is to you know, help people and like work with all officers, which is fine. And then I got this other thing that's going on in the world that's like negative, so I gotta address that too, you know. So I gotta address everything that's going on with people, you know, calling the police on Black people for no reason, and you know, we getting treated differently in like the criminal justice system. So I really had to address all that.
Wow. Yeah, definitely needs to be addressed. And you did it properly on the song Black in America. How has the response been? You performed it live, right?
Yep.
How's the response when you step off the stage, or when somebody hears it?
Well, when I performed at the hip hop competition, it was like it was a mixed crowd. It was like Black people and white people, all the same crowd. Like it was like half and half. So I went up there and I performed the song, and everybody loved it. You know, I got off stage and like, you know, people were shaking my hand of like both sides, and I was promoting on Facebook, you know, the audio, and I'm a little over 100,000 views on it, like worldwide, and it's been doing pretty good. Like, I'm addressing a lot of issues that's going on right now.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing. So, now, we got the single, we got the song Black in America.
Mm-hmm.
What should we be looking for? Is there an album that this is attached to? You know, What else should we be looking for, John Will, in 2018?
Well, it's going to be my debut EP, or I may make it, just make it to an album. It's called The Rise of John Wilson. It's pretty much, like, I got a lot of stuff on there that's, like, pretty much my upbringing and my, like, my roots, my history, you know, my background coming from where I came from up until now. So it's like, you know, a development. So I got Black in America, I got Every Day, which is on there, and it's gonna be like a mix of like different things, like songs you can listen to when you're going through stuff. You know, you got the political songs, and you got the songs you can have fun to, you know. So it's like a whole mix of things. So you ain't gotta like one song, but you're gonna like another song.
Sounds like very down to earth music. Are there any other performances in the future that we should know about?
Oh, well, I'll be performing at open mic at Subterranean Tuesday night, and I have a show next.
Ah, Shadow Master.
Month.
Yeah. Salute.
And I have a show next month, August, I think it's the 9th, headlined by Corey Gunn. It's like another little competition thing.
Word, what is that?
It's shit. I got the place. Get the name of it.
Well, people can follow you to track that down. Make sure y'all support great music, man. Like truthful music. Music that can change the world. And that's exactly what we're talking about with The Rise of John Will, Black in America. You can add him. Hit him up on Twitter, IG, Facebook, J Will Music, or either The Real John Will. And definitely go and check out that new song, Black in America, on SoundCloud. I really appreciate you, bro, coming on, man. I know you got a busy schedule. But being able to catch you and talk to you about Black in America is an honor.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you reaching out, man. I really do.
All right, so anything else you want to shout out or let people know about or any message you want to give, the floor is yours. We got about 60 more seconds.
Well, just be looking out for that project, The Rise of John Wilson. It's going to be available on all streaming services. My performance, headlined by Corey Gunn, Get Money, Stop Hating Tour, is going to be on August 10th at North Bar, which is at 1637 West Chicago Avenue, 1637 West Chicago Avenue, Friday, August 10th. Be there.
Friday, August the 10th. Make sure y'all look out for The Rise of John Will. The EP or the album is coming very soon. For now, settle for Black in America on SoundCloud right now. And once again, salutes to the artists, to the great music that you know, Chicago artists are putting out there, man. And keep doing your thing, bro.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
You heard it here. Another dope episode, the Dopeness Interview Series. If you haven't already, went ahead and added USA Blog Network on Twitter, IG, Facebook, all social media arenas. Visited the site per city, 30 sites, each city, each major city. Check your site out now. We out of here until next time, y'all. I am Carl BFM Jones, the Dopeness Interview Series, USA Blog Network. We out.
You call me a nigger, you call me a damn thug, cops shooting us, even with our hands up, the hatred that you have for us is well known, police can't tell a gun from a cell phone, and you always get mad at us, we protest the justice because we have had enough, white supremacists are the terrorists, see you hate the people, but you love the heritage. We always got something to prove. Why you over there salty? Put some on your food. We could be unarmed, still get murdered. Question, why you get the taser and we get the service weapon? And you say what you want when you look at me, but you lost your damn mind. Kaepernick took a knee.
so our voices haven't been heard. Cause freedom of speech is when you call us the N-word.
Black in America.